Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pat McAfee Show, Steelers correspondent Mark Cavalli back with us. Mark, I didn't have Jack Sawyer tabbed as a golf guy, did you?
Oh, I think it's an event. There's a lot of guys that went out there. I believe Ryan McCollum, the backup center, was up there yesterday. I think a lot of guys have made their way out there. But I think I heard him telling somebody that he was taking a taxi from the facility up there. I don't know if that's a old school for Uber, but how much would a taxi cost from Southside to Oakmont?
Well, we both know someone who used to drive a taxi. We could probably text him, and we could get a pretty reliable answer if he wasn't searching online to get people the lowest insurance rates possible, Mark.
Oh, that's nice. What about Johnny the barber, man? He's hammering me right now, man. He wants me to ask you something by DMing me, and I don't know what he wants me to ask you, so maybe...
Well, that was a sharp left turn in this interview, Chris.
I guess
we were talking Ohio State
guys. You set me up for the insurance thing, so I tried to make that hard right.
I will say that I would bet you that's a $120 cab ride.
Easy.
On a day like today, maybe you're getting up there with $200 with the tip. But is he in like a yellow? I imagine a cab ride, and I think a yellow New York City taxi. You know what I mean?
Do you think he could go outside the facility, put his hand up in the air, and somebody would just pull up and pick
him
up?
Pony, you know, two of those coffee cups you get in New York City, like the downtown ones. They have those like Greek looking things on them.
Exactly
I imagine a guy driving the thing, listening to Francesa with one of those coffee cups, weaving in and out of traffic on the Holton Bridge.
Speaking of the Post Gazette and covering the U.S. Open, Mark. How about yesterday, Malzi went up to Dulac twice and said, "Hey, Jerry," got no response.
No, the second time I didn't acknowledge him. He didn't. He just walked by me, but I said, "Hey, Jerry."
And then I said, "Hey, Jerry, what's up?" and immediately got a fist pound.
Oh, what did Malzi do? What you doing, Malzi?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, the bigger question is, do I actually, other than mentioning it for laughs on the show, do I actually care? And the answer is an emphatic no.
Maybe he thinks... It's like a turf war. He thinks you're trying to take his spot as the golf guy.
Jerry's closer to retirement than anything. Why would he care?
Territorial.
They got that King so-and-so covering golf now over there.
I mean, Cook cared till the bitter end about, like, column territory, so I'm assuming Jerry's the same way.
You know what's interesting, Pony? You get all the heat on Twitter, but out in public, Malzi, man, whew, from the
Pony
Joey
gets a ton
to the Jerry Dulac.
Yeah,
good point.
What does that say about, like, I don't know, what do you infer from that, Mark? Maybe deep down, I'm the much more annoying and inflammatory person here?
I do believe some people may think that, yeah.
I think Pony's actually, the response that I've gotten, or when I'm around Pony from other people to Pony, makes me think he's actually, in fact, undefeated in the streets.
Wow. How about that?
Man, there's two darts within, like, 2 minutes. Wow.
Mark, who is your football and shorts MVP for the Steelers in 2025?
Wow. Do you want like a well-known name or somebody?
No, we want
you anybody you want. Can be well-known.
The world is your oyster here, Mark. We want you to give us your honest football and shorts MVP. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't try to dumb it down for people.
Well, I mean, I will give you some of the well-known guys. I mean, Calvin Austin did have a heck of a spring. I mean, he doesn't look like the number two, but he performs like the number two, if that makes any sense. He had a heck of a spring, like I said. Mason McCormick, too, I think he's definitely, you can see he's taken that next step, a lot more comfortable in his own skin, coming off the Division I AA season where he's thrown in there. Keep an eye on him. Other side of the ball, I mean, Scotty just kept flashing to me, and it's hard to tell because, you know, obviously shorts and no pads and no hitting was Logan Lee. He was a, what, sixth-round pick last year from Iowa?
Defensive lineman. Was on IR.
You kept noticing him from time to time as well. I don't know if that will translate into training camp or not. Juan Thornhill, he can do it just about a little bit of everything. That's definitely an upgrade from what they had last year at that position with KZ, is that sort of a jack-of-all-trades type of guy. So, you know, another one, Evan Hall, running back from Northwestern. I think he's in his second year, looked decent. And Max Hurdleman, another guy, play about 2,000 positions. He's probably not going to make the team. I mean, he can play. He's been running with, of all things, wide receivers. But receivers, running back, he could play defensive back. He's a special teams guy. Guys like that. I mean, there's obvious.
Hey, Mark, we heard yesterday. Mark, we heard yesterday that Connor Hayward has been in pretty good form from Ray Fittipaldo. Is he in any danger of being squeezed out on this roster?
No, because I don't think there's a real legit number four, is there? Of tight ends on the roster.
Well, I'm asking, what would keep him on the roster, being a legit number four of tight ends or being a special teams standout?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, when you can play as many positions as he can, in a pinch, you can throw him at running back if you're only dressing two running backs and they both get hurt. He can play all four special teams. Obviously, the tight end, he could play, I guess he could play inline if he needed to, but he's more of a slot type of guy. So those guys are very, very valuable when you get to, you know, 40, 45, 46 men on the roster that he can take up a number of positions. So is he great at any of them? Probably not, but he's good enough to be able to keep a roster spot. I don't think he's in danger at all, actually.
Mark, we heard Tomlin yesterday on TJ Watt, and Fittipaldo asked him straight up about his availability for training camp and if Mike thought Watt would show up, and he, of course, tried to ignore the question and not really answer it. What's your gut tell you on what's going to happen with Watt? Because you've said oftentimes no business gets done once everybody departs from minicamp. So do you think TJ Watt will have a contract by the time they get to La Trobe in July?
No, probably not. If I was a betting man, I would say no. I would assume there is an offer on the table for TJ. Obviously, if there's a counter offer or whatever, didn't meet up to the standards, so they'll reconvene here in whenever it is, late August. I would anticipate him showing up for training camp, but I also anticipate him showing up for mini camp as well. So you can't really rubber stamp that he would show up. I would imagine he would. The same type of situation, you know, show up, get the, you know, start talking.
How should this have been handled, Mark, by them?
I think they.
Or would you not change anything? Do you think, like, both sides, like, this is playing out as expected? Because it feels like this is unusual based on how people assume these things most of the time will go.
Yeah, and what's strange to me is we know how it's all going to end, right? We know.
Is going to be a much ado about nothing in the end?
Yes. And I mean, what are they fighting over? Some language in the contract? I mean, it might be important language. It might be guaranteed seasons, or, you know, how many there is. I mean, for all we know, I mean, Steelers would be like, you're 30, going to be 31. We're going to give you 1 year guaranteed money. Like, no. I'm the best defensive player in the league. I want 2 years. I mean, it could be something like that, or it could be something that he want $40 million a year. If you're at that point, I mean, if you're the Steelers, don't you, like, cave? I don't think that T.J. Watt's demanding $50 million a year to set the market. I'm sure, darn well sure, that he wants to be in that Myles Garrett type of range. And it's going to get done, so what are you waiting for? Me, it's, I mean, who cares if he practices at training camp? I don't really care. But he probably needs to show up. And that's number one. I mean, you're not going to get anything done by saying, I'm just not showing up. That's like so 2005 era football. I'm not showing up until you give me money. It just doesn't happen very much anymore.
Way to catch yourself, Mark, because now we have to date things early 2000s to not sound like we're 97 years old. So that was well done there.
I was going to say the 90s, but the Mike Wallace is holding out. Was that the last Steelers holdout, maybe?
Well, Le'Veon didn't have a contract technically, so yeah. I guess it would be Mike Wallace.
I don't think we'll see something like that.
Mark, enjoy your youth baseball game tonight.
I would like to enjoy some Oakmont Bakery, but, I'm kind of a hop, more than a hop, skip, and jump from Oakmont, so.
Look who just walked in.
Is it Greg Riley
and the entire family.
Speaking of a person who is probably going to be at a baseball game later of some kind.
Mark, we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. See you, Craigers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.